Hello, everybody. Saturday, December 3rd, 2022. Three rounds for time, 1,200 meters on the air bike, 10 push press, and three rope climbs. The push press are at 65% of your one rep max, and the rope climbs are done with your feet. So for today's workout, one of the things I primarily wanted to do was have an overhead lift, and I kind of built the workout around that. I wanted to have it percentage-based, and I wanted to have loading in there. And because the last time that we went overhead was on Tuesday, but that overhead was in a gymnastics way, pressing during the handstand push-up, having yourself inverted, and that was a 21:59, whereas this is going to be three sets of 10. At a challenging percentage, 65%, certainly no need to do those sets of 10 unbroken. That's for darn sure. I envision this as not being from the rack, as being from the ground, but as I always say, if for whatever reason that is unsafe based upon your level of capacity, then absolutely rack it. Always make the smart decision. The air bike made an appearance based upon what we'd done recently for some cardiorespiratory engine work. Rewinding back, we had 10 meter shuttle sprint. Back last week, we had rowing. We had an 8-rounder with 200 meters runs, so a 3-rounder with kind of the equivalent of a 400 meter run, but on the bike, fit really well. And for the upper body pulling, 3 rope climbs per round. Going back for upper body pulling, Monday we had bar muscle-ups. Back last week we had jumping pull-ups. Last week we had chest-to-bar pull-ups, and you can keep rewinding the clock. Rope climbs fit really, really well. And the sit-ups, a nice complement to what we had previous in the week with hollow rocks. And going back last week, we had knees to elbows. So all good. It should be a fun workout. And as I said, no need to do those push press unbroken. And as so many things that do have, you know, a run, a bike, or a row in it, that is really the choose your own adventure piece, right? Are the sit-ups, the push press, and the rope climbs challenging enough that it makes sense for you that when you get on the bike, you don't go bonkers, you pedal moderately because you know the challenge is coming up? Great. You're pretty competent with sit-ups. 10 push press at 65, like, don't get me wrong, it's going to be hard, but you're very comfortable with that lift, you like the rope as well. Well, then spice up the bike a little bit, push the pace on the bike a little bit, and that will change the difficulty of all the movements after that. So that should be a good time. I'm going to have to do something other than rope climbs because I can't do them in my garage. Okay, let's see what else we've got here. For the wild card option, we put in the row instead of the bike. But of course, you could do a 400 meter run as well. And I also have in the wild card option, in case you don't have a rope, 20 pull-ups. That's a little bit more than I normally do. I felt like you deserved it. It was my gift to you. I was close to putting it in 15, but I said, you know what? Let's make it 20. Because you know what? Upper body pulling strength is fantastic. Everybody needs it to develop a bit more. So let's do three sets of 20. And the asterisk next to the pull-up says, pull-ups can be done kipping or strict. Kipping, good to go. Three sets of 20 strict, now we've got something going on. And of course, you are always authorized to have some fun. You can do a hybrid. Maybe that's a bit too much, and what you're going to do is you're going to do the first 10 kipping, shake it out. Excuse me, I should say that the other way around. The first 10 strict, two sets of 5, a 5, a 3, and a 2, 4, 3, 2, 1, whatever makes sense for you. And then you're going to do the second 10 kipping because you've, you know, smoked yourself just a little bit. And then by the end of the workout, you'll get in 30 strict pull-ups and 30 kipping pull-ups. That's going to be great. Scale Lashem keeps the air bike, knock the sit-ups down a little bit, knock the loading down on the push press, and we've got 20 ring rows there as well. And the ring rows, make them challenging, right? Don't make it so easy that you don't challenge yourself with the angle you're putting your body at that you just blast through three sets of 20 unbroken ring rows. I wouldn't want to see that. I would want to see you have to break up that set of 20 ring rows at least three times, into three sets that I should say. At least you have to do three sets to get to the 20 because that's the difficulty level that you have applied to it. That's going to be a good challenging upper body pull, and that's going to make you stronger. So that's what I'd like to see. Limited equipment crew, dumbbell push press, awesome. Running, awesome. Pull-ups, awesome. So have fun, everybody. Tomorrow is a rest day for most of us. I encourage you to take it. Thanks for being a part of this amazing community, and I'll see you on Monday.